try and have the confidence to go and publish papers as early as you can. Because a lot of people in my department now, they've taken a sort of different strategy now, and they're all trying to get a paper out in their first year. They're all doing sort of literature review papers. So these are really quite nice papers you can get out there. They can really open doors for you, and you just have to have the confidence to go and write a paper, send it to your supervisors for critiques and feedback, improve it, publish it, and it can really help you if you can try and do that as early as possible. I think everybody's a sort of victim to their previous reference point. So the first paper that I did was treacherous. I had no idea what I was doing. I swapped journals 3 times. I had like maybe 4 or 5 drafts with my supervisors and just trying to get the good techniques and moving everything together. But they were really supportive about that. I was able to talk to other PhDs who were a year above me and say, how did you do this? What sort of methods do you use? How did you structure everything? How did you get your conclusions in a good way? But then once you get the one paper out of the way, all the rest become a bit easier because you've learned all the tips and trades and you're just going to fly through the other ones. If you wanted a job in academia, having papers to your name is a really good way to get good bids. So I watched a lot of PhD YouTubers who have documented their life throughout their entire process. And I listened to what they said in their final vlogs and they said, oh, I wish I did more papers. That really would help me right now. So listening to their advice, I then decided to go and do that. But then I like to be slightly strategic with what I do. So I published papers which were then doubly strategic. So I published my first paper on my methodology to try and reinforce that for my exam. So in my exam, I can go, look, I published this paper that reinforces my methodology. Then my second paper is, look, I published this other paper, which reinforces all my assumptions that I use in my analysis. So these, it's all peer reviewed. So then it kind of backs me up a little bit. So you can kind of get double duty, a double sort of benefit from doing anything if you kind of plan out sections. I think the motivation can come from it's going to improve things for you. So you might as well keep at it.